kind of questions do you have so that you have a recording of the responses?
One is about sleeping. One is about what I now, as a metaphor, pronounce as tidal effects in how I go through life. Another thing is about femininity and masculinity. And a question about marketing, because I'm an entrepreneur myself and feeling like we are going into a realm of a new way of doing marketing, and maybe everything that's been taught by Jim and what I learned from your audio feels like we're moving into a new realm when it comes to marketing.
Yes, I agree.
So
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of topics. So let's see what we can handle. The first piece let's go into is talking about that masculine and feminine.
Mhm.
So, what do you have a specific question about masculine and feminine, or just like a general?
It's more general, and maybe more seeking for confirmation. Since last year, I noticed that when I do things the masculine way, which I've done always, and it always worked, it felt like I was in this swamp and didn't move forward anymore. So somebody pointed out to me to move over to the feminine way of doing. But I feel that both are needed in a way. So I was wondering about what your perspective is when it comes to the femininity and the masculinity. And it feels like masculinity was part of the third dimension, and femininity is moving towards the fifth dimension, but it also feels like they're both needed, but maybe in reverse.
So let's back this up even more than that, and let's change the verbiage to masculinity and femininity. I believe it's more the aspects of the masculine and the aspects of the feminine, mm-hmm. versus how like does a girl wear. Like some people would say femininity is she wears pink and she wears frilly and foo-foo, and that's not where we're coming from an energetic perspective of
no.
masculine and feminine energy.
Yeah, I meant the energy part, yeah.
Okay, so from a masculine perspective, we are building a container, and the container is straight lines and edges.
Mm-hmm.
That container allows the feminine energy to flow. It gives it the structure, the containment for it to be there. So if there's not a container, there's nothing that would hold that feminine energy, and it would fall all over the place.
Okay.
So an example of that would be if I have a vase for a bouquet of flowers, the mm-hmm. beauty would be the bouquet of flowers, that beauty, that awe, that or the flower themselves would be the feminine aspect. But I must have a container
yeah.
to hold that energy, and that's the masculine energy.
Okay, I like metaphor.
So
yeah.
if I have a vase that has holes in it, then the water, the feminine flow, would also leak out, even though it might hold the flower and the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing in that masculine energy and the feminine energy and building the container, the structure, those straight lines and edges that we've been building with the power field, mm-hmm. that's the containment that allows for the power field itself, the fields of light, when we bring that feminine energy into that column of light, and then
uh-huh.
we bring in the Christed energy from the Christed grid, we bring in that masculine energy from the Christed grid, we're allowing for the beauty, the awe, the grandeur, the kindness, the reverence. Those are all feminine words, even though they may show up with a masculine trait. They're still very feminine in their essences.
Mm-hmm.
So masculine structure would be more things like stability, balance, seniority, command. Those are masculine structures that allow mm-hmm. for the beauty and the kindness and the compassion and the grandeur to flow in to that mix.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah.
So as I
sense.
Move forward,
yeah.
as I come forward, yesterday I was at an auto mechanics, and how I showed up yesterday was I came in as a balanced being, saying, here's the structure, here's the what's wrong. I gave them the picture in a masculine way. Here's what's happening with the car, but here's what I would like to experience And I brought in that femininity, the feminine flow, if you will, with the experience. I would like to have a smoother ride and a joy. I changed the verbiage of how I express myself versus just very masculine, do, 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 implement, do.
Yeah.
And they told me I would have to wait for 45 minutes for this thing to shift, and 20 minutes later I had my car.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
So I stepped back from any kind of push and simply showed up with that balance, masculine and feminine.
Yeah, you wore that suit.
I wore the suit. And I was very clear when I presented myself. I was very clear in that presentation so that they could have what they needed, which was the masculine, linear, here's what's wrong, here's the straight lines and edges. But when I shifted it over to the feeling tone, they could have it all, and boom, here, I had my car in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, thanks.
So everything we do, I believe, is in that structure of living the words,
mm-hmm.
and living the words, and as we move forward, is building a triad. Everything I do, if you've listened to my recordings, everything is built on a triad. So I'll build in, like, for example, when I teach the power field class, we start with a triad of, can you be open to new ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give yourself permission to play? And can you allow anything and everything to happen in this class? So that's my triad, open, permission, and allowing.
Yeah.
So what's fun as you keep doing the work is to pick three of those words every day, or pick any three words. How do I want to show up today, and blend them with the balance of masculine and feminine words, masculine and feminine energy. And again, the feminine are more the beauty, the grandeur, kindness. Allowing is a feminine word, where masculine words are more stability, senior, capable, commanding. Those are masculine structures.
Mm-hmm.
Being senior in my space, masculine structure.
Yep. So permission is masculine, and open and allowing are feminine?
I would say allowing is feminine. Open,
yeah.
for me, is more feminine because it's that expansiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And permission for me is masculine. But what is it for you? You know, permission could also be a feminine word. But when I put it in my base, it's the bottom of my triangle. If I draw a triangle, I put permission at the very bottom. So it's the stability. When I have permission, I can be open. I can
mm-hmm.
be allowing when I give myself permission.
Yeah. So you could also shift those around and have open at the bottom and then have permission and allowing. Okay, I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So there's times I'll carry little triangles around, or when you build in your classwork, you got the tetrahedron to build.
Mm-hmm.
I have my students put those three words, open, allowing, and permission. And then the other three words that we build on there is, how do I want to participate in my class?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ease, effortless, and flow. And so up the legs of the triad, we'll build the ease, effortless, and flow. So we have six words on our tetrahedron,
mm-hmm.
and I literally have them write that in on the legs so that they can take their tetrahedron and, like, roll it like a die, and whatever three words show up on whatever you're looking at, let those be the three words that you're playing with today.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very nice.
But you can do it with anything, especially if you're doing marketing. You know, this is one of the, let's shift into the marketing piece,
mm-hmm.
is, how do I want, before I even sent my marketing out, how is the energy I want to receive my clients in?
Friend.
And it's clarity. I want clarity. When they read an advertisement, is it clear? Is it
mm-hmm.
easy for them to find the information?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it chaotic? Do they have to go, God, I have no idea how to contact this person?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be how I set my energy for marketing. And one of the things I'm noticing is how we show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's people want to do business with us because of how we show up. What are we wearing? What is that, again, that balance of that masculine and feminine energy? What are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're attracted to. They're not, they may have a flyer or an advertisement that gives them a way to contact you and gives them something to walk out the door with, but they're going to connect with you based upon the vibration that you're vibrating at.
And is vulnerability one of those words?
I would put vulnerability in there as well. And you can be vulnerable in both masculine and feminine. But being vulnerable, allowing ourselves, again, there's that word, allowing myself to be authentic and showing up in that vulnerability.
Exactly, yeah.
Because if I show up with a sword, I won't have any clients.
No.
And we've all done it at some point. We've all shown up with a sword and cut people down. We've all done it. It's just, is that the way now I would choose to attract to me?
Mm-hmm. I like this. I'm going to play with that.
Okay. All right. So there was another question that I remember on your list, and it was the very first one about sleeping. Mm-hmm. So ask a little bit more about your sleep space. What are you wanting to know there?
What I've been noticing, and actually it's been since I was 15 and delivered a paper route, but at certain times I feel that I wake up somewhere between 4 or 5:30. And I was wondering if the shift also has something to do with the sleeping. And sometimes I feel annoyed by waking up this early, and at the days I'm very tired. But actually since last week, I went to a course. I went to bed very late at 2:30 or something because I was talking to someone, and I woke up at 4:30 again, and I'm not feeling tired at all. So I was wondering about how does the shift influence this, and how does sleeping fit in the fifth dimension?
So yeah, a lot of information there. The first thing that showed up when you were talking about the time of day is to look at the meridian, what's going on with the body at 4:30, and I believe that's your gallbladder. So I just want to look that up really quickly.
Yeah,
so
between 3
five
and 5
to
I guess
7
is lungs between 3 and 5. 3 o'clock
so,
and 5,
well,
o'clock?
3 and lungs. 5, yeah, is you're clearing out of the lung, and then 5 to 7 you're in your large intestine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that would be one thing that I would be looking at is what am I breathing in? So if it's 3 to 5, what am I breathing into my awareness? Where's my life force because I'm breathing in that oxygen? So that might be a really good question to ask yourself is what am I living on? What is my life force? That would be one thing I'd ask myself when I'm waking up. Another thing that's showing up is I communicate with angels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I'm teaching a class on, it's called Whispers on Wings, of introducing everyone to my friends, who are Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk to me a lot in the morning.
Okay.
And so that's one of the things where when I get woken up, it's time to have a conversation. And so I would ask you, too, are you in communication with a being of light where it's your time to ask for more information of your higher self or of these beings of light, any of the ascended masters that you are in personal communication with, so that you're taking that time, since that's when you're being woken up, is to ask questions and to receive your answers in that time frame.
Okay. That's totally new to me, and I haven't listened to those recordings yet, so I will check that out.
Okay. Yeah, you're being woken up at a specific time for a specific reason, and that I would just be aware of it. And even just ask yourself, what is it I'm wanting to know right now?
And
in the silence, because you're still very quiet at that time, in the silence, hear the response. So as an example, today I'm creating the flyer, the advertisement, if you will, for my next round of my angel class. It's called Whispers on Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was woken up at 4 o'clock, and I just sat there. And while I sat there in the silence, I'm being given information of how to lay out my flyer.
Okay, very nice.
And it's like, oh, so this is just that receiving piece. So two there, lungs and asking for that peace.
Yeah, ask for the higher beings.
Right.
Okay.
And so there's another piece that I'm being asked to share with you about sleep space is when we're in our sleep space, we are able to hit the higher levels of thought. And so if you listen to Jim's pathways, he will talk about the layers of thought. And mm-hmm. in the fourth layer of thought is where I can hear a hello. So I would say to you, hello, and I can hear that hello at that fourth layer of thought.
Mm-hmm.
In the fifth layer of thought, I can notice that there's a hello, but I don't necessarily have to be in the hearing of the hello.
Okay.
And then in the sixth layer of thought, I know that there's a hello there, but I'm not hearing it. I'm just aware that there's this hello that's happening around me.
Mm-hmm.
So
like a feeling.
It's a feeling of hello. It's not, I'm not hearing it, hello. I can't touch the hello. So the lower level fourth layer of thought, I can actually hear it, touch it, you know, be it, you know, that it's that feeling, hello. But in the fifth layer, the hello happens. I just don't feel that hello. I'm not there. In sixth layer, I know that hello's happening. It's totally in a feeling space, an emotion space. And so I can, in that restful place, I'm noticing that we are more in that sixth layer of thought when we're in waking up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. We're in that sixth layer of thought where things can come into us and we can absorb that information much quicker because we're in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that fourth layer of thought bouncing around at all where we put our attention on it. Oh, I have to go do the laundry. We're in that higher layer of thought where that information just comes to us.
Okay.
And you will hear the statement, the answer lies where the question is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that before.
So as you go into your sleep space, before you even close your eyes, what's the question? Ask the question so that when you wake up, that answer's sitting right there.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I don't remember your other questions, so look down your list and see.
The other one was what I call as a metaphor, the tidal effects. It's at certain times I'm very much in flow, like also the tides, the water is flowing towards you.
Yes.
But at other times, the tides make the water move away.
Yes.
So I always want to be in flow, of course, but it's probably not possible. Or am I mistaken there?
No, I think everything has a motion, even the moon. You know, the moon comes into fruition and then it goes into its, what we call the black moon, and then mm-hmm. you have the new moon again, and everything has this cycle. So if we are on all the time, every moment of every day, we're on, where's mm-hmm. that rest period?
Okay.
And so I'm looking at, we have that flow where the waters are coming out onto the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's that, I'm giving out to all that is. It's the out-breath,
mm-hmm.
but at some point, we have to have the in-breath. And that in-breath brings it all back in. So that's that tide going back out or that breath coming back into us. Every breath we take, we have that tidal flow. And there's times in, like I'm still a student, and we'll have our class, and literally you have not been introduced to them yet, but the archangels, Archangel Metatron would say, there is so much that just happened that for this next week, we need you to just go to a point of rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that point of rest, Dita, is very, very, very important. For me personally, I have got to integrate. I've got to assimilate. I've got to be able to have all parts of me take this next energetic wave, if you will, so that mm-hmm. I can now be capable and commanding and certain and senior in my space. So I have that balanced flow of masculine and feminine energy.
Yep, I understand that. And so far, I have had it happen to me, and then I felt, what's happening? But now, as you explain it this way, it feels like, okay, that was integration time.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we also call it a growth period. And in a growth period, we've all had those too, where it seems like everything's out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing works. None of the conversations work. We hit a red light with every time we're driving someplace. It's like, wow, I'm out of alignment today. I'm out of sync. And we're not really. It's that I need to separate myself from the world, if you will, and
mm-hmm.
go be by myself so I can have that individualized time and rest, so so I can integrate. And then notice, as soon as you've integrated, wow, it's like the springtime and the birds yep. are singing, and here we go again. And that there's that piece that I'm just going to wrap in again. We have the, here's that balance of masculine and feminine breath, is the inhale is the feminine, the exhale is the masculine.
Okay.
And so as I do the I am, I'm bringing it in that I am is what I'm claiming, and then I state whatever I'm claiming to put it into action, and that's that out breath. So I mm-hmm. inhale on the feminine, I am, I inhale on that in breath, and I breathe out on that masculine to put it into flow, to put it, to implement it.
Okay.
And that inhale, so are you in the Sacred Heart yet with your studies?
I just started it, but I noticed that I had to go back to the living words. So I went
okay.
back to the living words.
Oh, so I'm gonna wrap this in for you, because when you pull in the feminine field, it will be pink. There'll be pink energy in there. And when mm-hmm. you bring in the masculine field, it will be blue. You won't
okay.
see them, right? Just know that you have this pink and blue. So on this in-breath, when the pink and the blue kind of join together, it
mm-hmm.
forms the violet flame.
Oh, okay.
And you won't hear about the violet flame in the level that you're at right now, unless you're playing with me. I'll talk about it. But that violet flame happens again on that inhale. I'm breathing in that pink, and I'm exhaling mm-hmm. the blue, but they're commingling. They're becoming the violet flame. And Saint Germain actually holds the violet flame. And
mm-hmm.
it is a beautiful tool to use to clear,
mm-hmm.
To transform, and to transmute energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's times where I'll just put the violet flame into my doorways, my windows, the pathway up to my home is my office, that just allowing that violet flame, that in-breath and out-breath of all that is, the in-breath and out-breath of the Mother, Father, God, Creator, allowing
mm-hmm.
all that to be around us so that we're constantly in that balance of masculine, feminine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. The violet
visual
hits a nerve. Yeah. But it also,
yeah.
it resonates with me. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Nice. Very nice.
Good.
Great. Thank you very much for all the insights you're giving me, Nadine.
You're welcome. And what I'm going to do is these were great questions. And so I'm going to, when we're done, I'm going to download this, clean it up a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
put it on the website so everyone else can have access to these, because these
course.
Were great questions.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And then you'll have access to that private page, but I'll put it on the private page. And if you want, I can send you a direct link to where the download
yep.
is so that you have these questions for yourself.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So any more questions, or do you feel good so that you can go have dinner with the children?
One last question coming up. It's about a rose. I like what Jim says about remembering a rose. I actually cannot really see a rose, but I have a sense of a rose when he says that, remember a rose. And sometimes I feel it's really helpful to have the... I like you putting roses on all the dots, on all the points of the octahedron.
Yes.
I like that. That really makes it stronger. But sometimes I feel that people still come into my space, even though.
So between your octahedron and that person, put up another rose.
Okay.
And here's what I would say. How tall are you?
I'm 1.65 meters, so 5'4", I guess. That would be.
So what would it be like if you put a rose that's 8 feet tall?
Okay, it's a really tall rose. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Really big rose. So here I'm going into, you know, when you look at a rose itself, you know, when you have the stem in front of you, it's about a long stem rose is maybe 2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not big enough between me and some of the chaos that's going on. But what if I create a really large rose?
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
And it's wide, it's large and it's wide, and now I have them all the way around me, between me and whatever the chaos is, between me and the world, have those roses up. I still have my beautiful 6 points, so I have 6 very large roses around me,
mm-hmm.
and then between me and whatever, I have this really amazing 8-foot you know, gold rose.
Yeah, for me, sometimes the color, the sunsetting color of orange comes to mind.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. And here's the other thing, is in that rose, have the intention that you're only responsible for what's on your side of the rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And be really curious about what's on the other side and giggle about it, laugh about it. It's like, isn't that fun? I'm watching a movie. It's on the other side of the rose, but I don't have to engage in it if I don't want to.
Yep.
I can keep, I'm on my side and I choose. I'm at choice. I'm senior. On my side of the rose, I'm senior. And now how do I choose in this moment, how do I choose to engage or step into that next piece? And sometimes I'm not going to engage. It's not mine. I'm going to literally let it be that movie, that silly movie on the other side.
And I must say that that starts to work. I will be able to make a choice what I will do, how I will react, or whether I will react. So that starts
good
to work. Yeah.
Good. So lots of great tools here. We have the rose. We have that in-breath and out-breath. That is that complete, it is the infinite intelligence of all that is. It is that breath. And when you get into the Sacred Heart and we start doing work in the Sacred Heart, there will be more that happens there, because we still have to, if you haven't stepped into the Sacred Heart yet, you haven't balanced your masculine and feminine yet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's work that gets to be done there.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep this in the back of your mind, though, that in-breath and out-breath is that feminine-masculine balance. And the breath, every time you breathe, you are breathing in the infinite consciousness of all that is.
Mm-hmm.
With every breath, you're breathing that in, you're breathing that out, you're keeping that in flow. So bringing that violet flame now is that I am transmuting, I'm transforming everything that I'm in. I walk in this, I talk in this, I breathe in this, I sleep in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, it's like, okay, I'm in this energy. What's the answer to the question I've been asking?
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much.
Very You're
helpful.
Welcome.
I will experiment it and let you know how it goes.
Excellent.
Yeah, great.
Well, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having making this time available.
You're welcome.